The Accra Diocese of the Anglican Church has a new bishop. He is the Venerable Dr. Daniel Sylvanus Mensah Tortu. With his elevation, Venerable Dr. Tortu becomes the Archbishop of the Church of the Province of West Africa. He takes over from Most Reverend Dr. Justice Ofea Krufi, who has since gone on retirement. Preaching at the ordination and consecration service in Accra yesterday, a retired Archbishop, Most Reverend Dr. Peter Akinola, said Bishop Tortu is taking office at a time when the church is in great turmoil, suffering from internally self-imposed persecution and suppression of the word by resurgent Islam and acute materialism. For the details, here's Justice Mingle's report.
Brothers and sisters, I present to you the Right Reverend Dr. Daniel Sylvanus Mensah.
Dr. Sylvanus Mensah Tortu was born to the late Simon Isaac Togbo Tortu and Madam Henrietta Kroko Okain. After graduating from the Trinity College, Legon in 1984, he was ordained a priest and first served at the St. Andrew's Anglican Church at Abusi Okain. He has since held various positions within the Anglican Church. The ordination ceremony was witnessed by a number of dignitaries, including Deputy Minister of Transport, Mrs. Jifa Ativo, former Greater Accra Regional Minister Niyama Shite, the Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the NDC, Ade Kuka, advisor to former President Kufuor, Dr. Mrs. Mary Chinri Hersey, former diplomat Dr. K.B. Asante, former Chairman of the Council of State, Professor Eje Bekwin, and the Lamancheni Obitete Chru. As a symbol of his office, Bishop Tortu was handed over a Bible and a ring. The immediate past Archbishop, Most Reverend Dr. Justice Ofea Krufi, also placed the chain of office with the pectoral cross on his neck, after which he presented him together with his wife and children to the congregation. In a sermon, a retired Archbishop and Primate of all Nigeria, the Most Reverend Dr. Peter Akinola, reminded the new bishop on the need to follow Jesus at all times and shepherd his flock, adding that anyone who follows in the Master's footpath will never miss the way.
God has taken over the job of shepherding his own people because his human shepherd had failed, as we are failing today. My brother Daniel Mensah, you are coming into the episcopate of the church at a time when our church, and indeed the church universal, is in great turmoil, suffering from internally self-imposed persecution and suppression of the word of God, and of course from external aggression by what I call resurgent Islam and acute materialism. That is what the church is in today universally. But beyond that, within our own Anglican family worldwide, the church has been suffering painful divisions and fragmentation, and has become so weakened by controversies surrounding heretical challenge to faithful biblical orthodoxy. I don't know the nature of your problems in Accra, or in Ghana, or in West Africa, but one thing is clear, the work of shepherding the flock in the way of God has been made much more difficult for the church's leadership by both the led and fellow servants of God.
In an interview with Radio Ghana, the priest in charge of St. John's Anglican Church and former union chairman of GBC, Reverend Father Nat Okain, expressed optimism that the new bishop will take the Anglican Church to new heights.
With the coming of the new bishop, there is a great expectation. The many projects and projections that we have, which have not been established, we believe, they will bring a new youthful exuberance into play, and we believe that we will achieve much. We have a university to have come into being. We need our bank to come into effect. At least we have a retreat center which is now going to be functional because people can go into residence. We have a transit quarters, and we believe that we will make a great leap forward with this coming.
Justice Mingle's report.